The Gemara Nun Aleph, about 8 lines down, says, Ketzad, how do we know from the brachas of a person whether he's a Talmud Chacham or not? So the Gemara says, Rebbe Omer Uv Tuvo, or is a Talmud Chacham. If you say the word Uv Tuvo Chayinu, then you're a Talmud Chacham. Umi Tuvo, Hariz Abur. But if you say Umi Tuvo, from his goodness, Chayinu, that's how we live, Hariz Abur. That's a person who's not understanding exactly, because Uv Tuvo is in his greatness. It's, or if you say Umi Tuvo, it's like you're minimizing the greatness of God. Your brachos, the house of your Eved is blessed forever. So that's like mituvo, right? So why is that okay? So you say bishela shiny. Well, when you're asking for something, then you can say the mem. Bishela nami yaksiv harchev pichav amaleu. But wait a second, by a shala, it also says, open up your mouth wide and I will fill it. So you don't have to ask for limited brachos. Why don't you say bir? Etc. When it comes to Divrei Torah, then you can open up your mouth and you can ask why. When it comes to random brachos that are dealing with Gashmis, then you can say with Amen. But when we're benching and we're thanking God about what He gave, then you have to say Uv Tuvo, not Mi Tuvo. Tanya, we learn about Rabbi Omer Bituvo Chayinu is a Tamachachum. You say the word Bituvo Chayinu, you're a Tamachachum. Chayim, Bituvo Chayim, Hariz Abur. Then that's a Bur. And again, because you're saying there's just life and you're not including everything else with it, you're sort of like taking yourself out from it. Now, Rabbi Loi Masni Epcha, he said the opposite. But we don't hold like the Rabbi Loi, we say Uv Tuvo Chayinu. Am Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan says, Navarosha Chan Mishal is a Tamachachum. You say the words, we should bless that we ate from his things, Hariz Tamachachum. To the one that we ate from his now raise a bur. That's the wrong thing to say. To the one that we did for our fathers and for us, all of these nisim. No, we know who's doing the miracles. Is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You say the word Baruch Shachan Mishalot, you're Tamachachon. But if you say on the food that we ate, raise a bur. And the reason why is because once again, you're only blessing him for that and not for anything else. Right? That's only if there's 3 people and you're not saying the word Elokeinu, but if you have 10 people and you're mentioning HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, Ucham Milsek, then everything is understood and that's perfectly fine that you're blessing HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything. The way that you make the bracha, that's how you answer back. That's going to be okay. So even if you say Allah Mazon Shachalnu, it's okay because of everything else you're saying with it. So now, so we say, whether it's 10 people or 100,000 people, you're making the exact same bracha. Hagufa kasha, says the Gemara. Wait a second, that in and of itself is a problem. Amarta echrasar of echrasar riba al makia dadinu. You just said, whether it's 10 or 100,000, they're just equal to one another. Hadukhtani b'meyahu omer, b'elef omer, b'riba omer. But then you said, what you say if you have 100, what do you say if you have 1,000, what you say if you have 10,000. So I'm Rabbi Yosef, lo kasha, Rabbi Zagula, Rabbi Kiva. One is Rabbi Yosef, one is Rabbi Kiva, then Rabbi Yosef, omer. Lifi rova kal mevorchen, shem rakhels baruch alokim, according to the rova kal. That's how you make the bracha b'makelos among the congregations, you bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the one who holds Mea Elef Rebo. That's Rabbi Yosei Aglili, right? Rabbi Kiva is the one that says, no matter what, you always do the exact same thing. Rabbi Kiva, what does he do with the pasuk of Makhelus Baruch Elohim that Rabbi Yosei Aglili has to show that you make different ones for every amount of people that you have? How do we know that even the little babies in the mother's stomach saying Shira the Yamsuf when after they saw the Yamsuf, I don't know they weren't about the Naz Yashash. Makhelus Baruch Elohim Hashem Ko Yisrael. Among the congregations, they blessed the Kadosh Baruch from the womb of Israel. So that's how we get that's what we need the pasuk for. Idach, what about the other person? Mekor nafka. You can learn that from the word mekor. All right, you don't need the whole pasuk for that. Amar Rava, Allah Rabbi Kiva, hold like Rabbi Kiva. You don't split up. You don't separate the brachas. Whether you have 10, 100, 1,000, etc., you make the exact same thing. Ravina, Rav Chama, Rav Uzi, equal to bearish clues. Ravina, Rav Chama, Rav Uzi, though he came to the house of the exilark. Kamar Chama, Kamahadra, Rabbi Meir. He was trying to find 100 people to bench with. Amar Ravina, Suchas. Ravina said to him, "You don't need to." How come this is Rav Asalach Rabbi Kiva, hold like Rabbi Kiva? No matter how much you have, it's the same bracha. Amar Rava, Kechlin, Rav Dibirish Kulusa. When we ate bread with the we actually only bench with 3 people. The Baruch Yud Yud, why not 10 people in Rosh? Reish Kalusa, the Ikbit, because if the Reish Kalusa saw what we were doing, he would get upset. So we only did 3 at a time. And if Gurvachos at Reish Kalusa, why not be Yotze with the Baruch of the Reish Kalusa? I did Avshu Kulam Aloshami. Because so many people there, nobody could hear, so therefore we made our own little mizlman. Amar Rabbi Tosfah, Hanigim with the Karchu Ritu Vadad, you have 3 people that broke bread together. One guy got up and decided to bench on his own. Inu Nafkin Bizimudi Day, right? They are Yotze by adding him in with themselves, meaning they can make him answer for their Zimun. But he is no longer Yotze with their Zimun because he already benched Zimun Lefrei. You can't do Zimun backwards, you know, after you already did it. Rabbi Shmuel learns, Rabbi Shmuel says, Baruch Hashem Mavarach, Raphim of our Papa, Ikla Bekanishka, Da'abe Gevar. So Raphim of our Papa came to the base of Knesset, Da'abe Gevar, come Karav his Sefer, he was reading in the Sefer, Amar Baruch was Hashem, the Ishak, and he was crying, Lomar Mavarach, he didn't say Mavarach, Avshu Kuliyam, everybody yelled out loud, Baruch Hashem Mavarach. He said, you blackened pot, Rava called Rav and Bar Papa. With this machlokas, why are you getting yourself involved? Everybody's knowing like Rabbi Yishmael. Don't get involved in this, even though normally passing like Rabbi Kiva or Rabbi Yishmael when it's one versus one. Nonetheless, the Nog Alma, everybody does like Rabbi Yishmael, like Rabbi Yishmael. And also, just don't get involved in machlokas. Mishnah says, if you have three people that are eating at the same time, they're not permitted to split themselves up because they have a mezumen. So if you have four or five people, you can't split them. Vav, if you have six people, then you can divide up until you have 10. Asar, when you have 10, you can't divide up until you have 20. Let's say there's two groups that were eating in the same house. If the different groups can see each other from either side, they can all be mitzar for a zim, but if not, each one does a zimun on their own. You can't make a bracha on wine until you pour a little bit of wine, water in there, because otherwise wine is too strong to be lezer. Say you could still make the bracha on the wine, even though you didn't pour in water. Says the Gemara, what's this coming to teach us regarding the three people eating together that you can't split? Didn't we already learn this? Three people that ate is one. They're chayv to make a zimun, so we already know they can't split. We wanted to teach you like Rabbi Abba and the Nevi Shmuel. If three people sit down to eat together, and they didn't yet eat yet, they're not permitted to split up. So even though if they just sat down to eat, but they haven't yet eaten, nonetheless, they are not permitted to split up. Lishnach, we know we have another thing that we can say. Three people sit down to eat together, even though they're all eating their own bread. They're still not permitted to split up, even though they're all eating their own thing. You have three people coming from three different groups. Nonetheless, since they're coming together right now, it's mitzvah, they're not permitted to be mechalak. As long as they're coming from three different groups of three different people, they're not permitted to be lechalik because they mamish have some sheikhs to one another, and therefore they count as a zimun. Rava says the Gemara. Rava says, now turn to Nunamadbeis. That's only if they didn't already have a zimun in their places, those three people who came from the three different groups. If they already counted for a zimun in their places, they no longer have a chiyuv of zimun, even if they're going, they're sitting together, those three people right now, it's too late. Rava said, where do I get that from? Did not. We learn in a Mishnah. So let's say you have a bed, you know, like a large couch or something like that, where half of it was stolen or half of it was lost, or it was split by brothers or by partners. It's considered Torah because it's no longer considered a bed. It's no longer the kli that it once was. But if they put it back together, it's tumah mikanal abba. It's mikabel tumah from this point on. It doesn't take on the tumah that it had before. Once they split, so the tumah is gone from it and never come back. Never came back. Once you got a zimun, parach zimun, you no longer have a zimun that you can go back to. Beautiful. Two dots. About eight lines down on Nunim Abayz. Bayz Chabaruz, you have two Chabarutanim, Yeh Shamash Meneim, Shamash Mitzarfin, there's a Shamash between them, the Shamash is Mitzarf, all the Im Baruch Alayim, don't make a Baruch on the wine. Turn around Yan, Shalun, Son, Sochamayim, Im Baruch on a Lobber Pier Gavin. Wine, before you put water inside, you can't make the Baruch on a Pier Gavin, a Lobber Pier 8, you only make the Baruch on a Pier 8. Why? Because it's Mamish fruit, and it's almost impossible to drink, it's almost like a fruit juice thing. You're also allowed to use it for Natil's Adam. So before you put in water, you can't make the bracha brei per gafen, and you can use it for yadayim. You can use it for some type of yadayim. Once you pour water inside there, so mivorchan lebrei per gafen, then you go brei per gafen because it's actual fruit, it's actual wine. Then you can't use it for your hands. You can't wash hands with the divrei Rabbi Elazar because now it's wine. It's not watery. It's not considered like a watery thing. Okay, no matter what, you cannot use it for netilas yadayim, even if there's no water inside there. It's always considered wine. In some way, whether it's a syrup thing or whether it's wine together with water. For who do we hold like when we say in Shmuel's line, Oseldon Kotorachabas, you can do anything you want with bread? Come on. It's like Rabbi Eliezer who says, and there are certain things you're allowed to do at any point. This is one of the things that you are definitely allowed to do, right? And that's what we're saying. It's like Rabbi Eliezer over here. It's not limited to a diamond. We're not worried about hefsid ochlin. We don't worry about stuff like that. You can actually use it for natilas diamond. We're not worried. Commandos al hadomer shmuel. Oh yeah, I was also cut as one quarter of a house. But commandos Rabbi Eliezer. Om Rabbi Yisrael Chanina. Modin chalu Rabbi Eliezer v'koshol bracha. Everybody agrees with Rabbi Eliezer when it comes to koshol bracha. Shem v'rochol amashiyut nol sochamayim. That you're not allowed to make. You're not allowed to bench with it. You're not allowed to use it for a bracha for whatever until you put water inside. My time in Ravoshia, but ina. Mitzvah and Mokhor, you need to be the best mitzvah possible in order to have for wine. Rabban Amai Chazi, according to the Rabban, what is it Chazi for? Rav Zera Chazi the Koraiti. Well, you could still use it for Koraiti, which is some type of anumalis or aluntis, these types of medicines that they had. So, although it wasn't exactly wine, you could still use it for something else. So, therefore, you could use it for brachas, but Rabbi Eliezer would hold that it should be the best way possible when you pour it in wine. So, it's not pour it in water. It's not exactly the wine that we have today. You know, the wine that we have today doesn't necessarily need any of this stuff, but it is something similar. So, either way, that's the idea behind it. We have Tan Rabbanan. Dali Ramanan Rapas, there are four things that we say about bread. You shouldn't put raw meat on top of the bread. You don't take a cup filled with wine and pour and hold it over the bread. You're not allowed to throw it. And you shouldn't lean a plate up against bread. They broke bread together. They brought dates and pomegranates. So Marzutra, he took it and he threw in front of him like this thing full of cooked meat or something like that. So he said, wait a second, what are you doing? Why are you taking this and throwing it? You're not allowed to throw food. So he said, No. When we say you're not allowed to throw food, you're not allowed to throw bread. No. He says, just like you're not allowed to throw bread, you're not allowed to throw food either. No. I learned, even though you're not allowed to throw around bread, you are allowed to throw around food. It depends if it's going to be made disgusting or not. If it's going to be made disgusting, then you cannot throw food, no matter what. And if it's not disgusting, they cannot throw it whatsoever. Okay. So turn around. We are allowed to throw wine bitzinoros in all these different places, like throw them onto the ground or do stuff like that. Out of a simen tov, you're allowed to lose the wine and destroy the wine in front of a chasen and kawa. And during the summer, you're allowed to throw roasted kernels and nuts in front of them, but not in the winter. But you should never throw these cakes, not in the summer or the winter, because then it gets disgusting and that's that. But you could do certain things. So sometimes you are allowed to, sometimes you're not allowed to. It depends on how disgusting it becomes. Let's say you forgot. You put food into your mouth without making a bracha. So put it to the side of your mouth and make a bracha that way. Tanya chada bolon. One bracha says you should swallow it. Tanya yidach polton. The other bracha says you should spit it out. Tanya yidach mesalkon. Another bracha says you should put it to the side of your mouth. What are you supposed to do? Lokasha hada tanya bolon. If you're going to swallow bimashkin, that's if it's drinks. Hada tanya polton. When you spit it out, bimidi lomames. That's something that's not going to be so disgusting. Hada tanya mesalkon. Put it to the side of your mouth. Bimidi lomames. That's something that's disgusting. So you might as well just put it to the side of your mouth. Bimidi lomames. Now let's look. Something that's not going to be disgusting, you might as well put it to the side of your mouth and make a bracha that way. You shouldn't, right? Don't put it in the side of your mouth because your mouth should be wide open to be able to say the praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're up to Bo Mine, four lines down in Aleph. We're going to stop right there.